Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'm really sorry to come back to it, but encouraging respect is something that I mentioned previously as well, in the sense that if we're referring to international human rights law, it's an obligation to respect. So we shouldn't be encouraging ourselves to do it, we just have to. But I think we can solve it quite easily, because originally the paragraph was quite clear. It was acknowledging the historical roles of people of African descent in doing two things: affirming and promoting the inherent dignity of the human person, and then the other element was the unequivocal full equality, and they do it through the movements. And so we don't really need the encouraging. It's just acknowledging the historical roles of people of African descent in affirming and promoting that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. And then the second message was basically that they're entitled to all human rights. Everyone is entitled to the same human rights and fundamental freedoms. And that was Article 2 of the Universal Declaration, basically. So if you put in that part, so that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights and are entitled to all human rights and fundamental freedoms, then you have that political message in a legally sound way. And then you can, of course, I have no comments with regard to the last part, including through these movements. Thank you, Madam Chair.